I think that the mullah regime itself is inherently repressive because it believes in basically it is a religious-based oppression, and that is bound to get a result in you might say, military adventurism. In this case, it's adventurism in the support of terrorists and terrorist operations, and like-minded religious fanatics in other parts of the Middle East. So the fact is that the mullah, what needs to happen is not a deal with the mullah regime, but a replacement of the mullah regime with a democratic regime that is not a government that is not committed to spreading some type of religious fanatic view on the population of their own country or in neighboring countries.